Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with Beach and Company. What the hell's going on? I'd like to know what the hell is going on in our country. In Atlanta, a charter school that has grades K through 5. So what's that? From kindergarten up to fifth grade, which would be around 10 years old. Okay, your mileage may vary. 10-year-old. They were planning to dump the Pledge of Allegiance because they wanted to be more inclusionary. They wanted to be more inclusionary, and by doing that, instead they wanted to replace it with the Wolf Pack chant. The Wolf Pack is their mascot. A pack of wolves is their mascot, and they wanted to be inclusionary by chanting for the Wolf Pack, but dumping the Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, I don't believe it. I really don't believe it. And a good post here says, how is not saying the pledge inclusionary? Not saying the pledge sure sounds like they're separating themselves more, and they're separating K through 5 developing minds. What the heck? And I agree with this. You send your kid to school to be educated, not indoctrinated. All right, this is, you remember in the Cold War period, okay, when we would find out things about Russia, which I might remind you, was communist, okay? And we'd hear about the stuff in the newspaper that was Pravda, and we'd say, can you imagine that happening here? And we'd laugh at it. No, it would never happen here. Can you imagine in school being taught what the government wants to indoctrinate with you and say, no, that wasn't happening here. It is happening here. It's happening now. It is happening now. And here's another text per John Rosemond. And John Rosemond, I think, is a genius when it comes to child rearing. It says, per John Rosemond, once upon a time, children did what they did because they were told. This was before the experts informed them because I said so. Destroyed the self-esteem of entire generations. Sandy, the shrinks of America have been eroding public confidence since the 60s. Why don't the parents brainwash the kids to demand faculty pay cuts? See how that gets done. Yeah, what if they say the teacher makes too much money and demanding that the teacher take a pay cut? I wonder if they'd spring into action. So that it would be included with the thought process of all the little kids who are trying to stay within the lines of coloring. I mean, think about this. It's obnoxious. Hypocrites, it says, ending the reciting of the Pledge of Allegiance based on concerns of free speech issues and replacing them with another pledge to a wolf pack. You know, if you thought that this is, you can't make this up, you'd be right. You can't make this up. Because if suddenly you said, I think I'll do a show on this, have them dump the Pledge of Allegiance and then replace it with the Wolf Pack chant, okay? And they used to do the pledge like most schools did at the beginning of the school day. Probably come on the PA system, right? And I certainly remember it vividly. They don't want that. They wanted something else. So now, even in the backlash, get this, they're still going to do the Wolf Pack chant at the beginning of the day. But in order to escape further scrutiny, they're going to do the pledge in individual classrooms anytime during the day. So you know what that means? It means that they'll do it fewer and fewer times, fewer and fewer classrooms, and pretty soon it's gone and they're back to their original goal.
I bet you they have a sign up when you walk inside, this is a gun-free zone.
Yeah, probably. Just amazing.
We're not armed.
It's amazing to me. Sometimes you got to wonder if the sun is melting the brain of Floridians. Let's go, including my sister, who I leave out of that. This is Terry in Texas. Terry, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy, if that were to happen at my children's school, I'd send them both inside and have them tell all the anti-Pledge of Allegiance educators to go F themselves. And when they got in trouble, I'd have them cite their First Amendment right to free speech.
Good point. We're just expressing our free speech. Yeah, we're critical of your administrative skills, and we think you should step down and resign.
And after that, I'd go in there and pull them out, and I'd tell them all the same thing. But fortunately, I can't say this for all schools in Texas, but at least the one my kids go to in the school student handbook that they send home with them at the beginning of the year every year says in big, bold letters, we do say the Pledge of Allegiance at this school. Your child is not required to participate, but we will continue to do so every single morning.
Well, good for you. You know, Texas, in my mind, is the last outpost of America. Do not give it up. Grudgingly fight for every inch you got there, because if you give it up, we've all lost it. Thank you, Terry. Appreciate it. That was when I went to Texas to program WBAP in Dallas. One of the things that I thought of right away was the great pride that Texans have in America. They have a great deal of pride in their own state, think that you don't need any stinking help from the feds, I can tell you that. But it was a great sense of patriotism in America. And now as I read more and more, and more and more illegals are being are coming in and that sort of thing, I think they have to be really vigilant to keep that. Because if that slides away, seriously, we have some serious problems.
Yeah. I don't think the left understands or realizes that the majority of this country stands by the flag.
Yeah, they don't.
And they're in a small minority.
And to cite, a 10-year-old's First Amendment rights, you got to be kidding me. You have to be kidding me. And I want to know where K through... fifth grade, suddenly, what, they were out on the playground, and instead of playing dodgeball, they decided to look at the Constitution? No, this came from the teachers.
Maybe we ought to survey the kids about taking tests. I'm sure they would come out against testing, so why don't we just eliminate testing?
And, you know,
school?
The kids took a vote, and they don't like white milk. They want chocolate milk. And so if you want to be inclusionary, if you want to include everybody, what about the kids that want that chocolate milk? I mean, we can't just assume that everybody wants white milk and think that white milk matters. Actually, chocolate milk matters.
Hey, wait a minute. I'd rather have chocolate milk.
Well, so would I. So, but do we get that?
Oh, no. Books are too heavy. We shouldn't have to carry any books.
No, and tests. No, we shouldn't have. And homework. There should
be no
homework.
Homework.
And tests. And let's rewrite history, too, while we're at it. Okay. This charter school that we're talking about is in Atlanta. They ought to be ashamed of themselves.
They should be closed.
Yeah, home of Martin Luther King, Atlanta, Georgia, ought to be smarter than that. We'll be back after this. What's better than a burger? How about 30 of them? That's how many they serve up at Bourbon and Burger in Batavia. Right now, get a $20 voucher for $10 to use at Bourbon and Burger. It's today's deal of the day. Details at MyBuffaloPerks.com. We're trying to dig up the Wolfpack chant. We don't know if it's available or not. We're digging now on the internet and trying to find it out, because that's what they wanted to replace the national the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag at an Atlanta charter school. Okay, K through 5, they want to be inclusionary. And so we're to believe that kids up to 10 years old are looking for First Amendment rights, not to, to say the pledge. So what they decided after the you-know-what hit the fan, they decided that, well, we'll still do the chant at the beginning of the day like we always have, but the pledge can be in individual classrooms anytime during the day. That is called divide and conquer. That's called some classrooms will have it and some won't. But it's another erosion of the pride of living in this country. And I find that to be an outrageous thing. And the reason we're trying to find the Wolfpack chant is, I want you to think about this. You watch a lot of nature shows. When wolves hunt in packs, and what do they do to make their presence known? They howl. And I'm just guessing, because I don't know, we haven't found it yet, I'm guessing that they want to replace the Pledge of Allegiance with a kindergarten through fifth graders howling, as their school mascot is the wolf pack. And so they want to replace the pledge with howling young students. You can't make this up. You cannot make this up. Here's one, says, Sandy, I live in Clarence. The school mascot is the Red Devil. I dropped the pledge for demology, maybe? Ridiculous. As a Republican, I'm offended. And it's just another example of how insane we've become. Let's go to Pete in Ontario. Pete, you're on WBEN.
You know what, Sandy? I'll argue with you a little bit. Not how we've become, how they've become. There's no way that we can turn around and say this is a two-sided issue. This is a whole one-sided issue. Sandy, look what we see now. We see people on the left get away with everything. They're never stopped. And even the people on the right that are in charge at the top echelon are la, 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 fingers in the ears, man.
Yeah, you know, you're right. You never hear of anything done to curb this. And I say we simply because I'm trying to be inclusionary with people in this country who call themselves Americans. But they've taken over the schools or are about to, and they've taken over a lot of the traditional things we held dear and turned them upside down.
And look at the world as it is today. If it wasn't for the great American dream, what America became, so many of these countries would be done. But we are always called to run. Look at Canada right now. What's going on? It's silly. What the stuff there? You know, there's something going on up here. I can't. It's off topic, so I won't get into it. But the point being that we look at the highest, most respected positions that would look into this. Look, you know as well as I do. 25 years ago. If the Attorney General had heard this whole situation in Atlanta,
yeah.
You don't think they would have picked up the phone and started asking a few questions?
Absolutely. And you're telling me that they're trying to guarantee the free speech of the First Amendment to kids up to age 10, that they're demanding not to do the Pledge of Allegiance, but to do something in its place? I don't believe that for a minute.
Yeah, you know what, Sandy? It's a really sad day, and for all Americans, they really need to do stuff like get engaged in the midterms, write a letter, and find out in the first time in American history we have a president that isn't a politician, yet a guy that comes to stump for him is, as far as I can see, is a compromised attorney general. Like, all these bad things going on, and they just get overlooked.
It's like whack-a-mole there. It is like whack-a-mole. You take care of one and another one shows up, and it seems like they're overpowering us right now, but we're not going to give it up. Well, thank you. Thank you, Pete.
I found one Wolfpack chant. It's probably not from, matter of fact, it's definitely not from that school, but just to give you an idea.
Of what a Wolfpack chant may sound like? Okay. Now, we don't know if this is the Wolfpack chant, but it is Wolf, it is Pack, and it is a chant. What do you got, Buzzy?
I called the Atlanta Neighborhood Charter School. Hey, I thought, what the heck, let's try it. I asked them what the Wolfpack chant was. They hung up on me.
Oh, so did they? Oh, it seems like they're a little sensitive. Isn't it funny that they don't have the courage of their convictions? If you believe in something, aren't you willing to stand up and defend it?
Well, not outside the school.
Yeah. See, in
they're
the
protected inside.
Inside the school, they are self-sufficient. They have their own little world, and they have their own little world of probably faculty members. That's my guess, because we hadn't heard about this until they were ready to do it, and then once they made it public, all you know what broke loose, and they seem to have backstepped a little bit, but not a lot. They're still going to do the Wolfpack chant in the morning instead of the pledge. The pledge can be said later in the day. It's decent of them. Maybe they can say the pledge can be said later on the day on school holidays when nobody's in the room.
Let me guess. Nobody's allowed to wear like a flag lapel or anything like that, a pin.
That'd be a pretty good guess, I think. I find this to be outrageous, to be honest.
What if a kid showed up with the Make America Great Again hat?
Yeah.
Would he get kicked out?
Or anything military.
Yeah.
you know, maybe their father or their mother is in the military and they're wearing a badge or a button or something like that.
This is disgusting.
It is disgusting.
2004, President Bush got reelected. The day after, one of my classmates wore a shirt with a picture. She had made it with a picture of President Bush on the back, and it said, W still president, she wrote on the front.
Yeah.
She was asked to take that off by third period. A teacher said, you can't wear that.
Amazing. It really is amazing. I just want to know, when are we going to take over the country again? When are we going to stand up for what we all were raised that way? Somehow, somewhere, we got off the track, and I think that's what's going on right now. Let me see. Okay, this is interesting. It says, if we keep going like this, we won't need the word United States anymore. And that's true. Sandy, the left wants inclusion and togetherness as long as it's their items. Otherwise, all bets are off. Totally disgusting. I agree with that. Sandy, they want to teach the kids to howl so they can be ready after the next election when they lose. They'll be howling about it. I like that little levity I brought in there. Okay, here's one. These are all texts, of course. Bet a dollar to a donut a foreigner is somehow involved in disrespecting the flag at the charter school. I don't know. It's not in the story, but I would not be surprised. Let's just put it that way. But somewhere along the line, we still have people willing to stand up. Otherwise, they would be doing what they plan to do without any alterations. But even then, facing what would be presumably people who don't want that, all they've done is move it to the second or third place and not in first place, which is where it should be, at the beginning of the school day. So they said it can still be said, the pledge, but it has to be in individual classrooms instead of the whole school. And at various times during the day. So what they've done is they've divided it up. It's pretty easy to spot, isn't it? Maybe some people ought to have a little conversation with the administration of that school district and find out what the hell's going on, because I'd like to know, and I think a lot of people would.
What's their major malfunction?
Yeah. Yeah, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Inclusion. They want inclusion, yeah. Take this for inclusion. Right now, we're going to go to the news, and when we come back, we want to talk to you on News Radio 930 WBN. So you see what kind of fair and inclusive ways they run that charter school, because Joe Beamer called the charter school asking a simple question. What does the wolf pack, what's it called, a chant, a wolf pack chant sound like? And he got hung up on. So that ought to tell you something. They really want to stand behind their value system. Don't even want to tell you what it sounds like, but they're willing to indoctrinate the children. Aren't they? Here's a couple of texts, and then I'll go to the calls. No pledge of allegiance, but you can make animal noises. Well, that's exactly right. The Wolfpack chant would have replaced the national, not the national, the pledge of allegiance. And the bottom line is, it still has, because it's going to be done in the morning when the pledge usually was done. And the pledge can still be done. That's decent of them. They didn't just toss it to the curb. But it has to be in separate classrooms any time during the day, which means they just diluted it. Instead of everybody hearing it at the same time, so you get everybody, they just watered it down so that a lot of people wouldn't even hear it during the day. I think it's very unfair that the media did not report all the demonstrations from the football players during the offseason. Oh, wait, there weren't any. That's good. I like that.
Weren't they protesting in Chicago with all the...
Were they?
No, I guess not.
No, I didn't see that.
They missed that one. I mean,
that's the thing. These players have all this money and all this free time in the off season, but they have to do it in the 16 games
that
everyone's watching them.
That's exactly right. Let's see. I'm an optimist. Let them howl. Let them change America. Then no one will ever want to come here. Immigration problem solved. I like that. Let's go to Carol in Orchard Park. Carol, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Carol.
I was up early and caught the end of Coast to Coast AM.
I did too, yes.
Did you hear the rendition of Red Skeletons?
Red Skeleton, yes, I did. He's talking about America and how we don't want to lose it.
He did his Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Yeah, it was excellent.
Why don't you play it?
Yeah, if we have access to it, I'll see if we can dig it out. Thank you for suggesting that. Appreciate it, Carol.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Can we get that? Let's see. It was a sign-off on George Noory. I heard it this morning myself. Red Skelton. He was famous for doing things that would bring a tear to your eye. I think he scored a lot of points. Yes, you can turn on the mic and talk to me.
I'm just telling you, it's 4 minutes.
Is it 4 minutes?
Yes.
Well, that's good timing because I got 4 minutes to the break.
All right.
If you were listening to Coast, Red Skelton, for those of you who don't know, for the you millennials, a very famous comedian, did pantomime, was in movies, all kinds of things, and he was a great American, too. He signed off the show with something that Red Skelton had done regarding our flag, and this is what it sounded like.
You know, getting back to school, I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer, I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. It was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher. Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell. And he says, he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, oh glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect. Because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representative chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders. Not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice. The principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, Two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that be eliminated from schools too?
There you have it, Red Skelton. That was played at the end of George Norrie's show this morning at 5 o'clock, and words to live by, hopefully for not just the immediate future, but for future all time. Back after this.
It is Beach & Company.
This was in the press release regarding the Wolfpack chant. And this is a school spokesman. In the past, the Pledge of Allegiance was recited during our all-school morning meeting, but in the start of the school year, the daily practice was moved to the classroom. The decision to stray from the morning ritual was carried out in accordance with state law and aligned with other Georgia schools. So, state law in the state of Georgia says that they cannot or they should not have the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag in the morning. What kind of law is that? Did any of us ever hear about anything like that going on? And I'd like to know why the hell this is all going on. I really would. Taking anything that we were raised with as nurturing or as prideful as we are living in this great country as being non-acceptable now. We can't accept it, and there's somebody who doesn't agree with you, so we're going to have to side with the great inclusion word and make sure that nobody gets anything really meaningful out of their school day. It'll just be agenda-driven from start to end. Let's go to Scott in Buffalo. Scott, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy, how you doing?
I'm fine, Scott. What's on your mind?
Well, if I get this right, they're stopping the pledge because it's not inclusive towards kids coming from other countries.
That's what they say. They say it's not inclusive enough, right?
Okay, so I would like to ask them, how is the Wolfpack chant inclusive towards the kids that may have came from other schools throughout the years?
Well, that's true. They have different examples of who their mascots might be, and the wolf doesn't fit them all.
Exactly. You know, and they're just supposed to forget about the other schools that they came from.
That's true. There's no way that everything that's done includes everybody every time. There are some things that do and some things that don't. However, a pledge of allegiance to the flag of the country is something that has been going on in my lifetime, certainly, which is considerable. And nobody had a problem with it until now. Now we're having problems with everything. And to me, it's just they're so proud of what they're doing that they hung up on Joe Beamer when he called to ask about it. Thank you. I would love to. Somewhere along the line, somebody is going to post that Wolfpack chant. And if we find it, we'll play it for you. But I'm thinking, you talk about disrespectful. How about that? Disrespectful. You're going to take down essentially the privileged spot of starting the day with the Pledge of Allegiance. You're going to take that down so you can put up a chant. An athletic mascot is the Wolfpack, and you're doing a chant to the Wolfpack. Why not make it to the devil? What the hell? Why bother with just wolf? Go right to devil, and at least then we'll understand where you're going, because I don't think Wolfpack is any more inclusionary than anything else.
I think the bigger issue is the left is completely unhinged.
They are. They've lost it.
It
is amazing. It's like we should have, you know how we have national days in, national days out and all this? We ought to have a national day for mental health evaluation where we should all have to take a little test to see if we're not unhinged yet. Because it seems like that. Read the paper, watch TV, listen to the radio. Wherever you go, there's this, huh? And that, what, you're kidding me. And I mean, every day now, every single day. And you said, Tony, and I agree with you, if my kid was going to that school, they'd be out of there. Except that school may not be enough. This press conference says it's in accordance with Georgia law. Are you telling me that the legislators decide, it says, the decision to stray from the morning ritual was carried out in accordance with state law and aligned with other Georgia schools. Well, I can't believe that the legislators would legislate that you shouldn't have the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. If so, what's going on here? It can't all be about Trump. It can't possibly. The world turning on its axis cannot be about Trump. Everything isn't about Trump. Somewhere along the line, they've said that not everybody agrees with the Pledge of Allegiance. Well, with something like the pledge, if you don't have allegiance to the country, don't you first of all take, when you become a citizen, I think you take an allegiance pledge, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's true. But if what's wrong with that? What's wrong with showing allegiance to the country that you're living in, the country that's giving you the opportunities that you couldn't get in other countries, the country that does its best to seek every citizen's opinion, and if you don't like it, a pauper can sue the president, I guess, can make it certainly hot enough for them to reconsider what they might want to do or not do. I just don't understand it. When did it all change, Tony? When did it become not just unpopular, but unacceptable to say the pledge? And do these athletes have anything to do with that?
You know, I can't pinpoint an exact time and place, but it seems like it's been creeping up for the last, decade maybe.
And these athletes, now we didn't see it here, at least, I'm not saying it didn't happen here, I'm just saying we didn't see it here. I was watching the game last night and did you happen to see?
I saw pictures of Miami Dolphins and Eagles with fists in the air.
Yeah, power fists in the air. Okay, I saw that, yes.
Yeah, those were the two teams that were mentioned in the ABC. But for the Pledge of Allegiance, this is something that when I was in school, people were sitting because it said under God, and they wanted that removed. And it seemed like that kind of leveled out. And I think you're right. When these protests in the football game started back up, I think that's when the Pledge of Allegiance started taking center stage again.
Sure, because look at it like this. To a lot of people, NFL football is must-see. It's must-see TV. It's must-see in person. It's must-see right now until February sometime. And so with that kind of a stage, they decided last night to raise their fists in the power salute while they're collecting, you know, untoward loyalty toward them, all kinds of money toward them, all kinds of things where they put their name on it and you go out and buy it. You wear their name around the town and school and your house and whatever on their jerseys. You pay big money for them. You pay $50 to park your car and a bottle of water. And then this is the kind of feelings they have toward the treatment that obviously they're not doing it just for themselves, for others. They're obviously doing it for themselves too. They think that they're being mistreated in this country with the kind of status that the NFL has. Is disgusting. I mean, you have to wonder, how dumb are they? How dumb are they? They're cutting off their arm and feeding it to the wolf and not the wolf pack. They're going to give it up because if they keep this up, it's going to eat the NFL out from the inside out. All right, that about wraps it up. We do have a chance for you to win $1,000. How would you like that? 72881 is the number. Send the word cake, as in let them eat cake. CAKE 272881. We'll see you Monday at 9 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.